Hello. Welcome once again to Everyday English. Today we're going to consider two main areas of English usage. The first area concerns expressions of praise and satisfaction with what someone has done or achieved. The second concerns idiomatic uses of the word time in expressions like the following.
Many a time.
Many times.
Thank you. One root word in English which expresses praise is Lord, spelt
L-A-U-D.
Lord. It has the same pronunciation as the word Lord, spelt
L-O-R-D.
Lord, L-A-U-D, means praise. It is a word which one should avoid using because it's a little too formal and sounds even pretentious or pedantic. As in this sentence, which we very often hear these days.
The minister lauded the performance of the workers.
The minister lauded the performance of the workers. This sentence is grammatical, but it has an odor of archaism about it. It is the sort of sentence you're likely to meet in a 17th or 18th or 19th century novel. Unless one has a special reason for using Lord in this way, one had better find another word which expresses the same idea.
Such as?
Well, fortunately, there are several alternative ways of expressing the same idea. The speaker's intention is...
The minister praised the workers' performance.
Or even...
The minister had words of praise for the workers.
Expressions like...
He lauded them.
I have to laud you for your achievement.
Are considered by many as bookish and pedantic, if not pretentious, these days. Thank you. But that's not all. The verb laud gives us longer words like
laudable,
much lauded,
laudatory.
Laudable, much lauded, laudatory. Although, as I have said, Lord sounds archaic and bookish these days. The word laudable can be used in normal but formal contexts. For example,
we would all agree his NGO's work among the rural folks is highly laudable.
Yes, most people have nothing but words of praise for the team.
Their sincerity, deep commitment to duty, and their selflessness are praiseworthy. Indeed, the minister himself has had several occasions to commend them.
Laudable means praiseworthy, deserving praise. Laudable, praiseworthy, deserving praise. Commended, commendable. All these words and more are available for the expression of one's satisfaction of an admiration for someone or something. One need not use the bookish and archaic word Lord.
What about much lauded?
Much lauded is formal but not archaic, and is often heard and written. Something is said to be much lauded if it has gained reputation because of its praiseworthiness and admirable qualities. Everyone praises and commends it. Thus we hear expressions like
his much lauded acting,
the Prime Minister's much lauded oratory,
Joe's much lauded stamina in the boxing ring.
Much lauded acting, much lauded oratory, much lauded stamina in the boxing ring. All these are qualities which in the context of the discussion are widely known to most people, and more important, are commendable, admirable and praiseworthy. The expression much lauded is a compound adjective. The two constituent words much and lauded are separated by a hyphen in writing.
What about laudatory?
Laudatory is a formal word which means giving praise. It can be used in formal contexts, as in,
his comments were of a laudatory nature. His speech was laudatory.
The poem is laudatory in tone.
Laudatory is often used to describe a style of speech or writing. I now turn to our second set of expressions for the day, and that is many. I have in mind phrases like
many a time,
many a time,
many a man,
many a man, many an athlete,
many a famous singer.
The expression many a simply means a number of. For example,
many a time
means
a large number of times or often.
Similarly, many a man means
many men.
Many a is used with a singular of count nouns only, and the verb is also always singular. For example,
many a powerful leader has been ruined by greed.
Observe that leader is singular, and the verb has is also singular. What you shouldn't say is,
many a powerful leader have been ruined.
That's wrong. Or,
many a powerful leaders have been ruined.
That's also wrong. One more example.
Many a showbiz man has destroyed himself through excessive drinking.
Many a showbiz man has destroyed himself through excessive drinking. Now, a special word on many a time. The expression is many a time and not many at times. Nor is it many a times. We often hear many at times unscrupulous people come here at night. That's wrong. You should say instead,
many a time unscrupulous people come here at night.
Many a time unscrupulous people come here at night. Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. Have a good day and goodbye.